Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Where we're going. Like, if it's not Saturday night, it's 2 Saturdays from now.
Of course.
This is where we're going to be
like
in our country.
College football rolls around.
This is where we're going to be very, very soon. Like, maybe they did it a little sooner in Texas than most health officials are comfortable with. But this is where we're going.
Yep.
And if this would have happened 3 months ago, I'd have been right there with you screaming, this is irresponsible. But, like, at what point is it just, it's time to move on? And not just time to move on because we're tired of not moving on, but because we have vaccines.
Right.
They're available. And they're free. At this point, if you're not vaccinated, young, old, whatever, it's on you.
Yeah, in theory, everyone in that arena had the ability to get vaccinated before they went.
Yeah.
Most of them likely did, you would think.
I don't know.
You would hope.
I don't know.
You would hope.
But I'm at a point where I don't mean to sound heartless, but I'm just done caring about people more than they care about themselves.
Yeah.
Like, I wish as a country we could all get on the same page and just recognize it's just smart for everybody to get vaccinated and it's a better way forward for all of us. But, like, we don't live in a smart country, so I gave up on that, you know? Mm-hmm. You know? Like, I'm just done. I'm not going to pretend we live in a smart country. We had too many dummies here. So that's a goal that is unachievable based on the country in which we live. So now I'm just like, all right, is everybody I care about vaccinated? And the answer is basically yeah. So I'm done with it. John Oliver did a big thing on this 2 Sundays ago where he was trying to make sense of the vaccine hesitation in our country. And he had a clip of a guy standing outside a hospital. His mother is on a ventilator inside the hospital with COVID, maybe about to die. And the news reporter was like, so was your mother vaccinated? No. And the reporter was like, why not? And the guy was like, well, she wanted to give it some time and see if it was safe. Congratulations. Now you're about to lose your mom. So then here's the craziest part. Well, that's crazy, but here's a crazier part. So then they asked the guy, are you vaccinated? And the guy said, no, I'm not. And he said, well, are you going to get vaccinated? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm just like, if your mom's about to die on a ventilator from COVID because she didn't get vaccinated, and you still don't know whether you should get vaccinated, I'm done with you. Like, I don't mean to sound heartless. I just don't care anymore. For a long time, there were people in hospitals and dying who actually cared about themselves and tried to do the right things, and they just got unlucky. I know people like that. My heart breaks for them, cried real tears for them. At this point, if you're not vaccinated, it's on you. So I'm happy to watch a boxing match with 73,000 people. And if they put another one on this weekend, I'll watch it too.
Story number 3.
The Kentucky Derby winner tested positive for a banned substance.
Uh-oh. I saw that was cancel culture. I saw that's what
Well, what is my guy Bob Baffert even talking about? Like, he's like, this is an example of cancel culture. It's like, no, your horse tested positive for drugs.
Yeah, you cheated, sir.
You cheated and got caught. It'd be like Lance Armstrong going, oh, cancel culture. No, you cheated and got caught. Like, what are we talking about?
I don't know. It's just a good word to try to get your stuff out of stuff.
Some
these
of these
days.
People, it's amazing. Like, they just throw these words around. Uh-huh. It's like they don't even know what it means anymore.
Yeah, it's
like
just,
cancel culture, like socialism and cancel culture. Right?
Oh, people, dude,
they love to throw these rooms.
I've had a nickel every time I heard both of those words lately.
I love to just. My favorite thing to do is when people start yelling about socialism, and it really doesn't. People know better than to start these conversations in front of me because I just won't entertain them. Like, most of my friends, like, know how I feel about things, so they either agree with me or they disagree with me and just, like, shut up about it in my presence.
Right, right.
Because, like, it's pretty clear where I stand on this stuff. But in the off chance that you get into a conversation with somebody who is like, well, you know, requiring people to show proof of vaccination to go into a football stadium, that's like socialism. Oh, really? How? Just keep asking these people questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how quickly they can't talk anymore. They can't answer your questions.
Right.
They have no answers. Oh, really? How? Explain that to me. Oh, sure. Why do you think that? Well, you know, I heard the vaccine. You heard that? Where'd you hear that? We realize that's not true. Okay, well, then Google it on your phone and show me it's true. Oh, you realize that's not a real website, right? The thing you're showing me right now. It's just the best. Just keep asking questions.
Ugh.
Just keep asking questions. Eventually, they have no idea what they're talking about. And this is what Bob Baffert. It was by all accounts, a smart guy and obviously a successful guy. But what's he talking about cancel culture? Nobody wants to cancel your stupid horse. People are actually celebrating you winning.
Heck yeah.
Like, it's like, ooh, isn't this awesome for horse racing? Bob Baffert is the GOAT. It turns out Bob Baffert might just be a cheater. Like, oh, by the way, like, this isn't like some out of nowhere, can you believe Bob Baffert had a horse test positive? He's had 5 drug violations in the past 12 months.
Uh-oh.
And at least 31 in his career.
Uh-oh, Bob.
And he's like, I didn't do nothing. Well, that's what Lance Armstrong said, too, all the mm-hmm. time. Like, I didn't cheat. Well, then how does these unlucky things keep happening to you? Why don't they happen to anybody else? Then no other Kentucky Derby winner had ever tested positive for a banned substance since 1968. But they just decided when you had a horse win in 2021, we're going to figure out a way to take that away from you?
So what happened to him? Does he still get to keep the trophy and everything?
Well, they got to wait for the confirmation to come back, a second positive and all that stuff. But assuming the first test is confirmed as positive, then they'll strip him of that Kentucky Derby, and he'll be suspended and, like, he tainted forever. Because at some point, even though he's admitted nothing, like, at some point you're responsible for your horse, sis. And if 31 of your horses over the years have tested positive for drugs, it suggests that you're at the very least bending the rules and probably breaking them.
Story number 4.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez might be getting back together. Big bet. Better.
I love this. It makes me feel young. Like, you know, I was kind of in my youth when they were going strong together.
They were 17 years ago together.
Mm-hmm.
And now both coming out of relationships and have seemed to find comfort in one another. Could you imagine dating somebody you dated 17 years ago?
Probably not.
Yeah, I know. It'd be weird, wouldn't it?
It would. But I think Ben's gone through a lot. Maybe there's been some, kind of like a come to Jesus moment with him or something. He's gone through. You've seen the pictures of him getting his coffee and stuff. He's going through it.
Well, I mean, he's battled some things.
He has battled some things.
Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe now he finds Jennifer Lopez and they can work through whatever it is they need to work through together and find happiness after all these years.
I'm rooting for him.
I'm rooting for him, too. They went to Montana together this weekend and appeared, according to sources on the ground in Montana,
mm-hmm.
appeared, they were acting as if they were a couple.
I mean, who the hell are those? Who's, like, just stationed in Montana? Like, does TMZ have freaking cameras in Montana?
I mean, in all seriousness, TMZ.
They probably do.
They would probably fly somebody to Montana.
Sure, yeah, just follow them.
I mean, it's worth it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. But they were in Bozeman, Montana.
I'd like to go to Bozeman. That sounds like a lot of fun.
You ever been to Montana?
I've never been. I want to go.
Never been to Montana.
That's where, like, all the celebs go to, like, escape and have their epiphanies and everything.
I think David Letterman lives in Montana.
Yeah, Phil Jackson lives in Montana.
So maybe I'll go to Montana and visit Letterman and Phil Jackson.
Sounds fun.
And kick it with Ben and J-Lo, assuming they hold it together this time.
Yeah.
Second time's a charm.
Let's go.
I'll be rooting for them.
Me too.
And if not, then, you know, whatever.
We'll find a new celeb couple to love.
Not hard to do.
No.
Not hard to do. Jeff Calkins up next.
Memphis' flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Station.
This is Jeff Calkins, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for some time now. It's the place to get any kind of computer you need, and it's the place to go when your computer breaks down or gets one of those pesky viruses. They've been repairing computers honestly for decades, and nobody knows that better than this city's best consumer investigative reporter ever, Andy Wise.
Thanks, Jeff. I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren and their staff on an undercover investigation a couple of years ago on computer repair businesses. Lee's team helped me uncover some pretty bad actors, and they helped me hold these lesser computer repair shops accountable. And for almost three decades, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. If you want the peace of mind that your computer problem is going to be solved honestly, then there's only one wise choice. That's Cooper Systems.
360-9679 is their phone number. That's 360-9679. Like Andy said, if you want to deal with someone you can trust, then deal with Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park or on the web, coopersystems.com.
And check out their consumer protection credentials at andywisechoices.com.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it, you'll love it, then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer,
warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low as 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services, count on Opox. Call 901-443-5153 or visit opox.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m.
You know what feels great? Paying off high-interest credit cards, getting a lower rate, and saving money. And that's exactly what you can do with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. It's an easy way to save hundreds of thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. And that's lower than the average credit card interest rate of more than 18% APR. Plus, there are no fees, hidden or otherwise. And you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. So check this out. Listeners to the Gary Parrish Show, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount and save even more. But the way you got to do it is go to lightstream.com/Gary. The only way to get that discount, go to lightstream.com/Gary. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/Gary. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50 auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Gary for more information. That's lightstream.com/Gary. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekday, 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So they put this weekend 73,000 people inside AT&T Stadium for a boxing match just right in the middle of a pandemic. And I watched it. It was a glorious scene. It reminded me of why I love big-time fights. Like, I really don't think there's anything like it, the build-up to it, the scene connected to it. And when I tweeted this late Saturday night, there was some pushback, like, putting 73,000 people in a stadium is reckless in the middle of a pandemic. And, like, on some intellectual level, I get that. Like, I'm totally understanding of that. But as I had stated in recent weeks, I'm almost at the point where, and maybe this Saturday was a little too early. Maybe it should be two Saturdays from now or three Saturdays from now before we are doing things like that. But it's quite clear we're going to be doing things like that in all over this country. And at this point, if somebody gets sick at these things and dies, it is almost certainly going to be because they opted not to get a vaccine that is readily available and free. Am I heartless to say I just don't care about those people anymore? Like, I genuinely don't care.
We have had this discussion over and over. No, you're not heartless to say you don't care about those people, although maybe a little, but no. You're like, in the end, you're exactly right. Like, if you're going to be an idiot, like, be an idiot. Again, I think there's a difference between you, whether you feel heartless, and whether a government should have allowed it. Because I think, in the end, the government's responsibility is to take care of its people and to realize that stupid people, that's why we have freaking speed limits. Stupid people do stupid things. And so I think, and you're exactly right. Like, I'm sure that by the fall, we'll have full stadiums everywhere. And at some point, we'll get to that. But I don't think right now, as we're emerging from this, is the time to put – this wasn't 70,000, 3,000 people outside, was it? It was inside.
It was inside.
And so I think it's freaking reckless on the part of that government to allow it. But whether you feel any particular sympathy or not, I think is fine. Like, if you want to say at this point, you morons, like, who aren't getting vaccinated – You get what you deserve. I absolutely think there's something to that. Now, that doesn't help their kids. It doesn't help, you know, they bring it home, give it to someone else. Who knows? So I'm kind of with you in terms of you, if you all want to do this, you know, you're injuring yourself. But I don't let the Texas or whatever county it was, I think it is absolutely reckless on their part. You know, I mean, here we are in Shelby County, and we're going to have probably 4,000 people at a Grizzlies game. They're trying to still be responsible. They're trying to let the lever up slowly. There might be a few more now because it's, you know, we're getting better, and we're thinking about taking off the mask mandate, whatever. But it's not, woohoo, baby, it's over, 73,000 people indoors, you know. I mean, honestly, like, we'll have 73,000 at an Alabama football game, but that's out of doors. So I think it's reckless on the part of the government, but if you don't feel sympathy for them, I don't blame you for that.
Like, I was watching John Oliver a couple of Sundays ago, and he did – the bulk of his show was on vaccine hesitation and how, you know, these just lies, you know, are circulating to make people hesitant about getting the vaccine and how easy it is to identify these things as lies and just explain them away. Like, I linked it on the Facebook page last week. If anybody didn't see it, it's worth your time, regardless of how you feel about any of this stuff, because you might just learn something. You might laugh and you might learn something. To me, that's the best comment. That's the best way to spend 25 minutes watching something that could make you smarter and also make you laugh. So if you missed it, go check it out. But he had a clip, and it was like, you know, he had pulled it from local news, or obviously his producers had pulled it from local news. But it was this youngish guy. Standing outside of a hospital being interviewed by the local news. And his mother was inside the hospital in intensive care on a ventilator with COVID-19. And the local news is interviewing the guy, and they're like, so how's your mom doing? And he's like, you know, it's not looking great. And so the conversation turns to, well, hey, was she vaccinated? And he said, oh, no, she was not vaccinated. And it was like, well, did she have an opportunity to get the vaccine? She clearly did. And the guy was like, yeah, but she was hesitant. You know, she wanted to make sure it was safe. And now this woman's about to die.
Right.
Because she was waiting to see if a vaccine that all the doctors tell us is safe, she's waiting to see if it was safe, as opposed to the thing we know isn't safe for somebody her age and, you know, weight. And just, so it's just like bananas. Like, if you just stopped it right there, you'd go, oh, man, that what a crazy, sad, stupid situation to find yourself in. But then the reporter asked the guy, again, whose mother is about to die with COVID. And the guy goes, are you vaccinated? He said, no. And he said, are you going to get vaccinated? He said, well, I don't know. I'm still waiting to see how this thing plays out. And it's like the point John Oliver made was like, if you can't convince that guy to get vaccinated after he's about to lose his mom because she didn't get vaccinated, like, there's no hope for that guy. And John Oliver didn't say this, but I thought it. I was like, you know what? I'm through. I don't care about that guy anymore.
I don't care about that guy particularly, but I do care that there's not so many of those people that we don't reach herd immunity. In other words, I still care about the broader populace, you know? And so I care that we as a country emerge and that we – so, no, I don't care about that guy in particular, but I do care, and I think it's important. It's very clear now that if someone has not been vaccinated – it's not for lack of opportunity, right, in this country. And so there's hesitation. And so I actually I'm in favor of things that will encourage more people to get vaccinated, whether it's making work contingent on being vaccinated, or whether it's like in Buffalo right now, a shot and a beer. You come in, you get a shot, you get a beer. Like, that's a nice little tagline, or whatever it is, or whether it's various thought leaders or one whatever continuing to stress that it's important to get vaccinated, because right now anyone who hasn't gotten vaccinated, there's some hesitancy at this point, right? Because it's not for lack of opportunity in this country. And so, no, I might not care about that guy, but I still want people to get vaccinated. That's my bottom line. I still do want people to get vaccinated.
Okay. So I'm not wrong to not care about that person. Am I?
Do you care about when you hear about someone's, you know, mom dies of lung cancer who's a smoker? Do you care when you hear about someone who goes through a windshield and dies and wasn't wearing a seatbelt?
I actually do, because, like, if you're a smoker, maybe you're addicted and you just couldn't break it. Like, I can be understanding of that. And, like, maybe you just, you know, didn't have the – you usually wear your seatbelt for some reason. Like, yes, I can still feel for those people. There's no reason. There's no intelligent reason.
Well, the truth of the matter is there's a whole thought. The most of the people who are not getting vaccinated are surrounded by people in their circle who are not being vaccinated. And there's this sort of this whole people pitching lies about, you know, about it. And they're the same people who thought, you know, who thought the government was a steal, the election was a steal. That's where it's correlating to very clearly, you know. And so they are victimized by the Facebook narrative, whatever it is, idiocy in their community, in their small community, that tries to persuade them that, you know, it's only for peas or something like that to get vaccinated. I think that's, you know, and so in that way, you can have sympathy for them in the sense, Gary, that there's a lot of thoughts swirling around and other narratives, and they're not smart enough to figure out the true narratives and the false narratives. How about that? They're dumb people.
Is it inappropriate to root for their demise?
Yes, it is inappropriate for their demise.
Okay, I won't root for their demise then. I won't root for their demise. Not publicly, at least.
Yeah, no, it's totally inappropriate to root for their demise.
Okay, I'm not rooting for anybody's demise. That feels like bad karma, to root for somebody else's demise. But I could at least not feel sorry for them anymore, but not actively root for their demise.
I'll be honest. I think you've not been feeling sorry for them for about a month now. I think this ship has sailed in terms of you feeling sorry for them. Yes.
Yeah. All right. I'm done. I like watching boxing matches when there's 70,000 people there. And so if you don't want to get sick because of it, then go get your stupid shots. Like, I walked in Walmart the other day. And they were like, just people lying. You can just walk in Walmart now and just get your shots while you're at Walmart. I mean, it couldn't be more convenient for you.
It couldn't be more convenient for you. Was the dude who won that fight on Saturday?
Canelo Alvarez.
Okay. And he was he. I saw that Chris Mannix was getting a lot of S on Twitter, because on his card, he had the other dude ahead when Canelo won, because the other dude didn't get up off his stool and didn't come out for the ninth or whatever.
His eye was shattered.
Yes. Hey, Mike Conley would have come out for the next round, you know?
Yeah, Mike Conley would have been there. Well, in fairness, Mike Conley missed some of the games.
Right.
Yeah. He had to watch that one game from the from a suite.
From the paddock, yeah.
So, and he got to wear a mask.
Was the other dude ahead at the time?
Well, listen, I trust Mannix. He knows the sport. You know, as always in not as always, but often in boxing, it is eye of the beholder thing. And, you know, somebody can score it 10-9 one way, and it was really 10-9 the other. And there's not, you know, it could have reasonably gone either way. Mannix said yesterday he went back and rewatched the fight. And one of the rounds he gave to Billy Joe Saunders, he would have given to Canelo. But the other rounds, he said he felt good about the way he scored them in real time. And so the fight was very much up in the air until Canelo just landed that one big shot. And then it was, you know, I think I was surprised in the moment, because Billy Joe Saunders never looked hurt, like on the verge of going down, but then just didn't get off his stool. And you got to understand, this is a guy who has been quoted over the years saying, "I'll die before I ever quit a fight." You know, you can't say stuff like that and then you won't get off your stool. But in fairness to him, his corner would not let him. They said, your eyes closing, this is over. Like, he's, you know, you won't be able to, he's coming on anyway. He's the greatest fighter in the world anyway, and you can't see anymore. And you're only going to risk long-term damage to your eye. We can't let you go back out there. So it ended at an appropriate place, even if it was a little stunning in the moment. Because if you were, and keep in mind, Mannix is the, you know, he's the Harold Letterman of DAZN. You know, he's the one whose card is on the broadcast. And so when Chris Mannix is telling you, going into the ninth, I've got Billy Joe Saunders up, you know, 5-3 or whatever it was. Now you're thinking, oh, wow, this is a real fight. And then that guy doesn't get up off his stool. You're like, whoa, what happened? But what we subsequently find out is his eye was shattered. He no responsible corner would have let him go back in that ring.
Right.
It's a fun night, though. Hey, Grizzlies, back inside FedEx Forum tonight. Last week of the regular season, they're a half game behind the Warriors. Before the next five are at home, and they should be favored in each of the next four games. Here's the way I've laid it out. I want them to finish eighth. I want them to play the Lakers in L.A. in the first play-in game. If you can win it and secure the seventh seed and send LeBron into an elimination game, that against probably Steph Curry. I mean, think about a LeBron-Steph Curry elimination game would be incredible. But even if you don't win the play-in game in L.A., you come back home and you host Steph Curry inside FedEx Forum in an elimination game. In other words, the Grizzlies could, if this goes the right way over the next week, spend next week in postseason games against possibly LeBron and the Lakers and Steph and the Warriors. That's awesome. I'm fired up for that.
Well, yes, they could. I mean, on the other hand, they could spend next week, and I think this is the only real alternative, the way that it's shaken out now, they could spend next week hosting San Antonio in the first game, and then if they emerge from that game, going to Golden State to play Steph. You're less fired up about that, right?
Yeah, I don't want any of that stuff. I want them to finish eighth and play the Lakers.
I hate to say this. This is not a controversial take that you would like them to first finish eighth instead of ninth. Yes.
No, absolutely. But I wanted them to finish eighth with some very specific things happening around them.
With the Lakers. Well, I think the Lakers probably are going to be the team that finishes, you know, I think the Lakers are going to be in the play-in game around them. You know, the way they won because Anthony Davis went crazy the most recent game. But with LeBron the way he is, I fully expect them to be in the play-in game. So really, and because the Golden State game is it will also settle the season series between the two. It'll also settle the tiebreaker because right now they're tied. It really does appear that it's all going to come down to that Golden State game. It's sort of difficult to imagine the circumstances where either Golden State is ahead by two games such that that game doesn't matter, or Memphis is ahead by two games such that that game doesn't matter. If you look at the schedule, it's pretty clear. It seems pretty inevitable that that game against Golden State, which is going to be Sunday afternoon. So really, if you look at it, GP, what you're talking about is a game against Steph and Golden State, which will be, you know, that'll be a big game, nationally televised, I'm certain, right? And then if you win that one, then you have a game against the Lakers. And if you lose that one, then you have another game. You could have another game against Golden State. So you can play Steph twice. Well, how about that? Play Steph twice, LeBron once, three games. Boom, boom, boom. That'd be fun.
I approve of all that. Like, I think the most fun thing we could have for – maybe not for the NBA, because the NBA wants LeBron and Steph both in the playoffs, I'm certain.
Right.
But from a Grizzlies perspective, you finish eighth, you play the Lakers, you beat them, you're the seventh seed, and then the Warriors beat the Spurs in the 9-10 game, and then you've got a Lakers-Warriors elimination game, LeBron and Steph. Like, that would not – I know I'm certain the NBA would rather have LeBron and Steph both in the playoffs, but having an elimination game involving the Lakers and Warriors would be massive.
It's fantastic. I mean, there really is, like, the play-in is tremendous. I get that the players don't like it, and I'm sure Major League Baseball players don't like it either, you know, that there's a one game to settle a wild card. But it's tremendous. It's just fabulous. I mean, Sacramento right now is still in a position where they can look up and hope to catch San Antonio. Unlikely, but they could, because San Antonio could literally lose out Sacramento. So Sacramento is still in it. There's only a few teams that aren't in it. This is for a league that really sort of suffers from a competitive balance issues and therefore interest issues at the bottom of the league, and then also really at the top of the league because there's no incentive. I think this has been one of the smarter things that the NBA has done in a long time. Grizzlies. And by the way, I was curious. So I missed your phone calls. You asked people if they were invested in this, because I am invested in it in the sense that I think it's cool. I think it's great, whatever else. Compared to like Grizzlies playoff runs of yore, I think I'm a little less invested just because of the natural distance, emotional distance that the pandemic, no fans, et cetera, has created between the season and I don't know. I think I am slightly, and I sense it. So that's what I was interested. That people are less, as a city, as a municipality, we are not as invested in the Grizzlies playoff run as we were 10 years ago when the river was rising and it absolutely obsessed the city, captured the imagination of the city. Your thoughts?
I think it's probably true, but nobody who called in expressed it that way. I think to a caller, they were like, yeah, like I'm involved now. I'm emotionally attached to how this season ends. And I just think it's interesting that, you know, back in, let's just say, December, a few weeks before the start of this season, if you would have said, hey, the Grizzlies are going to, you know, finish above 500, Ja Morant's going to continue to look like a future top 5-point guard, Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to come back, be healthy, look healthy, we'd say, okay, that's all good stuff. I don't really need to know anymore. But as we sit here right now, and finishing eighth is attainable, and actually making the playoffs is realistic, I do think that even if I wouldn't have been disappointed by this season back in December, I will be disappointed if it doesn't. Like, if they go 2-3 this week and then finish ninth and then lose to the Spurs in the play-in, I'll say that really didn't turn out very well at all.
Right. I actually think, though, that to me, honestly, the fact that people were as mad as they were about the Detroit game, I think actually shows that the city has become invested. Like in the last few weeks, because of the way it's come down, even in the disappointments, you have been able to see, because that's what investment can look like. It can either look like jubilation when they win, or, you know, anger, fire the coach stuff, which we heard some of when they lost. And so, I guess I think that it is true. I think that they have to some extent captivated and the city. And then tonight, obviously, if you can't beat New Orleans, this New Orleans team, I don't know when you'll be able to.
No Zion Williamson, no Brandon Ingram, no Josh Hart, Steven Adams listed as doubtful. So the Pelicans, those dumb Pelicans, are going to be without their top two scorers, three of the top six, and possibly three starters, which amounts to the entire starting front court. Like, if you can't win this one, just...
If you can't win it.
Okay, here's my news. I'm emotionally invested. If you can't win this one, I'm going to detach. I'm going to emotionally detach.
Okay. That seems fair.
I will then, starting tomorrow, view the 2020-21 Grizzlies exactly the way I view unvaccinated people.
They get what they deserve.
Exactly,
right.
They get what they deserve. Dang, yeah. The Grizzlies are 1-0 with Jaren Jackson Jr. in the starting lineup. Coincidence?
Yes, they are.
Coincidence or not a coincidence?
Yeah, it's a coincidence, but I still think it's good. He was good. He scored 20 points in, 20-some minutes. He was good. That looked fine, but, I mean, it wasn't like they started Jaren Jackson Jr. and everything was great. You know, had D'Anthony Melton not gone nuts in the fourth quarter, they were in trouble against a pretty diminished Toronto team. So, but I thought it was good. I thought, and the way they did it was to keep Kyle in the starting lineup, which was interesting, moving him to small forward. Obviously, Grayson Allen wasn't available, so who knows what would have happened if he had been. But I think it's the way to do this, and I think you know, hopefully what it means, too, is that they have made a decision that Jaren is okay to play in back-to-backs, which we'll learn more about tomorrow. Yeah, it's good that we got here. They ultimately said that we would get here, and he looked more comfortable. It looks like he's getting better, you know, every game. So, yes, I think fundamentally a good thing. But I also think the difference between that Detroit effort and the game against Toronto was, as you pointed out on your show, that against Detroit they were just exhausted. Against Toronto, it wasn't the second half, it wasn't the second game in a back-to-back, and so I think that was the coincidence part of it.
It is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow, 9 a.m. I'll see you.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. On Grayson Allen, Taylor Jenkins said in his pregame press availability about 10 minutes ago that Grayson is now listed as week-to-week with an abdominal strain.
Oh, yikes.
And that they're going to reevaluate him, hopefully, by the end of this week. So it's possible Grayson Allen's done for the regular season. And the Grizzlies will have to, you know, close these next five games in 7 days without him, which is certainly possible, but not ideal. He became a meaningful player.
Definitely, yeah.
Like, he mattered. He was starting. And so to not have him to close this regular season possibly, if not likely, again, less than ideal. But that's the latest from Taylor Jenkins. Grayson Allen, week to week with an abdominal strain. So possibly missing the rest of this regular season. And I guess it's also possible that we've seen him for the final time in 2020-21. Meantime, Stan Van Gundy, he coaches the Pelicans, has just told their media that Steven Adams is unlikely to play tonight. So there's another.
They're missing everybody. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, no Zion, no Brandon Ingram, no Josh Hart, no Steven Adams.
Got to get this one.
I mean, win the game.
Yes.
Win the game. Don't disappoint me.
No.
Don't make me emotionally detached from you tomorrow and start thinking of the Grizzlies the way I think of unvaccinated people.
Yeah, please don't do that.
I don't even want to think about it. I don't want to think of the Grizzlies that way. Don't make me.
No.
Go win the stupid game. You're at home against the shorthanded Pelicans. Win the game. Be back in a second.
Are you shopping for a new watch, an engagement ring, any kind of jewelry at all? What's up, Memphis? This is Jaren Jackson Jr. from the Grizzlies, encouraging you all to shop where I shop, Platinum Jewelers here in Memphis. Platinum Jewelers has a big selection of earrings, stockable rings, luxury watches, necklaces, bracelets, really whatever you need. They do custom jewelry and have two locations in the area. One is 545 Perkins Extended in East Memphis. The other is 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market in Germantown. So if you need anything jewelry related, go to my spot, Platinum Jewelers.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're now offering $1,000 off our Wavelight laser if you're treated in May. That's $500 off per eye. Go to LASIK.com to see this offer and see if LASIK is right for you. Plus, LASIK has never been more convenient. The procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the next day. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience, all more affordable than you might imagine, especially with $1,000 off, $500 off per eye. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. Must mention this promotion and be treated in May of 2021 to qualify. $1,000 off for both eyes on standard Wavelight price, $500 off for one eye. Cannot be combined with any other offers. See details at LASIK.com.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
To remind pet owners that Progressive covers pets on our auto policy at no extra charge, we're making a really cute pet-themed radio commercial. You gotta see this dog. It's a little puffball. It looks like a piece of cotton candy that I could just eat up. Oh, and it waddles when it walks. He's a little ducky dog. Oh, I wish you could see it. We really should have planned this better.
Get coverage for your pets with an auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy gum, healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
James had a nice home in Bartlett, but he wanted a bigger house. So what he did was list it with Josh Hysaw on that home. James' house in Bartlett sold on day one for more than the asking price. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysaw. You can let your story be the next one. Anybody can sell your home in this market. It's easy. But only Josh Hysaw can get you all of the money you deserve. So if you want an experienced and effective agent, somebody with the best marketing strategy who knows how to expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Hysaw team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh Hysaw with no obligation. You can even do it by text message. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 461-8147 is the number. 901-461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh. Go to JoshHysaw.com.
Brought to you by Capital One Shopping. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Capital One Shopping, what's in your wallet? Savings and available coupons vary.
The Wendy's restaurant in your area has issued a major bag alert.
Bag alert, major bag alert.
The Bacon Double Stack is back in the biggie bag with fries, nugs, and a drink, all for just $5. The following are to be expected: joy, disbelief, inability to think about anything else. This deal is effective immediately, and it's only at Wendy's.
Major bag alert. Bag alert.
Biggie Bag includes four-piece nugget, small fry, and small drink. U.S. price and participation may vary.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's the dirt on dust. It may seem fine, but it's actually made of dead skin cells and dust mite droppings. That's where Swiffer Heavy Duty Dusters come in. With thousands of specially coated fibers to trap and lock dust in one swipe. Dust can't hide on ceiling fans and bookshelves anymore. When you're done, just remove the disposable cloth and voila! That dust is gone for good. Now that you know the dirt, say goodbye to the dust. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dusters. Stop cleaning. Start Swiffering.
At Kroger, everything we sell is guaranteed fresher than fresh because our associates constantly check to make sure everything is at the peak of freshness. That means peeking at the peaches, spying on the steaks, and delving deep into the dairy department. So everything we sell is guaranteed fresh or we'll make it right. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy five or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go. Fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage. Oh.
Jumping. Hey.
Crowd better save up.
Crowd going
I can't believe we made it.
This is what we made, man.
This is what we're thankful.
This is what we think, man.
Check. Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity. Pay me in equity. Watch me reverse out of dicks.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and that's Memphis Barbecue Company. It's owned by Melissa Cookson, seven-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So if you're wondering how do you get world championship barbecue at your restaurant, I guess there's multiple ways, but it seems clear to me the best way is just have an owner who is a seven-time world champion. Located 709 DeSoto Cove. So from Memphis, that's easy. You're just taking 55 South to that Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right. You'll see Memphis Barbecue Company right there on the right. You can see it, the sign, from the interstate. So it's easy to find, easy to get to. And obviously the barbecue is great. But you don't have to be in a barbecue to enjoy Memphis Barbecue Company. They got a menu for everybody. Catfish, salmon, chicken, smoked wings, burgers. You can view the menu right now at memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. You can even make a pickup order, which is what I've done multiple times in recent months. Always ready the second I get there. Never late. Always excellent. You looking for employment? They're looking for employees at Memphis Barbecue Company. You can apply online. Same website, memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. Just click on the careers tab, and it'll take you right through it. So if you're looking for employment, Memphis Barbecue Company is looking for you. Go check the website, memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. More injury news in the NBA. See Jaylen Brown, done for the
That's
year.
That's tough, man.
Tore a ligament in his left wrist. Surgery later this week. He is done for the season. He's an all-star.
Yeah, the East playoffs have potential to be really, really bad.
You know, I'm just starting to think those teams over there aren't good. Not starting to think, but like I'm just
right.
But like, you know, the dumb Pelicans were in Charlotte yesterday, so I watched that game. And the like,
how they lose that game?
Like you're at home.
You got LaMelo Ball.
You've got LaMelo Ball.
You got Terry Rozier, Scary Terry.
You got Scary Terry. You're at home. You're in a playoff race yourself. How do you lose that game to the dumb Pelicans?
Yeah, that was stupid.
Right, but like that's the eighth seed right now.
Yeah.
In the East, that Charlotte team.
Yeah, I mean the Nets, that's going to be a fun story. You know, I don't really believe in the Bucks anymore necessarily. Philly's fun cuz they're at the top. The Knicks are fun.
The Knicks are fun.
You got some fun storylines actually now that I'm kind of looking at it, but man, once you get past like 5, eesh.
But like the Celtics, I mean they're 35-33. And this is a team that was supposed to contend for the East title. And they're seventh in the East right now. I mean, they're probably gonna be in the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, how will that go without Jaylen Brown? They haven't been good with him. How are they gonna look without him? Like, who would have thought the Knicks would have a 3-game lead on the Celtics in the final week of the regular season? Or that the Knicks at 38-30 would have the exact same record as the Lakers.
That's gonna be the story. Whoever they play in the East is gonna be fun in that first round, just because it's the Knicks back in the playoffs.
Well, how about this? Like as of this moment, it would be Knicks Hawks. That's fun.
Yeah, I like that. Trae Young versus the Knicks.
Right, and then you could.
Oh, it'd be so easy to root for the Knicks. Let's go.
Yeah, and then you could get. I mean, I don't care anything about the Pacers. Russell Westbrook and the Wizards is kind of interesting just because of Russ, just a little bit.
Yeah.
LaMelo in the playoffs would be fun.
Yeah, sure.
The Celtics, I don't care about them anymore.
We're going to have to move on, guys.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm done with you, I think. So, Jaylen Brown, a torn ligament in his left wrist, season-ending surgery. And so, the Celtics will enter this final week of the regular season shorthanded and fighting to try to stay out of the play-in tournament, but that appears unlikely at this point. They're 2 games back of Miami for 6th with only 4 games left to play. So barring a surprise, they'll be hosting a play-in game probably against Charlotte, but possibly against Washington or Indiana next week. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are 4 amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all 4 are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash. Yeah. New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky. But for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
The Landers Auto Group is growing. We're hosting a job fair Tuesday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center.
We're hiring for all positions. That's right. We need sales consultants, management, accounting, service techs, receptionists, operations, call center representatives, and much more. Recruiters from all 7 of our stores will be at the Landers Center for interviews. The only requirement is a valid driver's license. That's this Tuesday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. Learn more about the automotive business and the benefits of working at the fastest-growing dealership group in the Mid-South. We offer a top-notch full benefits package, including vacation, health, life, dental, vision, and disability insurance, 401k savings, employee discounts, and an endless opportunity to advance, all in a safe and fun work environment. Start a new career with the Landers Auto Group this Tuesday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. See you there.
The place to go for all your computer needs, it still is Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. By now, you should be very familiar with Lee and Lauren Cooper. They've been with the Gary Parrish Show since day one for more than 11 years now. And the entire time, they've been selling all types of computers and repairing all types of computers for people throughout the city. High-end machines, low-end machines, middle-of-the-road machines, desktops, notebooks, tablets, big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple, whatever you need. Cooper Systems either has it, or they can get it, or they can build it for you. And yeah, they can handle your computer repair needs as well. Data recovery, power supply issues, USB port issues, if you got a cracked screen, if you need virus removal, they can do any of that. Sometimes you might get to a point with a computer where you think, oh, well, this is done. Time to get a new one. Maybe, but probably not. There's a good chance whatever issue you're facing, Cooper Systems can handle it for you. And if it's simply virus removal because you've been Googling things, you sometimes get your viruses, you don't have to be embarrassed at Cooper Systems. They'll clean you up. They ain't there to judge you. They're just there to make your computer run smoothly. If you need them, call them. 360-9679. 360-9679. It's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com.
Have you ever wondered what's inside your air ducts? Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. If you are one of many who suffers from bad allergies, especially in the Mid-South, and would like to improve the indoor air quality of your home, then Choate's Air Duct Cleaning could be a solution for you and your family. Air Duct Cleaning has been proven to help people with allergies and other respiratory issues by removing buildup of debris from your home's air supply. Air Duct Cleaning will also help eliminate dust from building up in your house. Therefore, you don't have to dust as much either. And Air Duct Cleaning is also shown to help improve the performance of your air conditioning and heating system. Choate's is the name you can trust for all your indoor air quality needs. So call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule a free video inspection to help you breathe a little easier. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients. But my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines and covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes and get out the word so the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. Zero fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline, felony, suicide, subtract, selfish, pedigree. When the love's
gone and the hate's gone. You're looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business insurance? Make sure to get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. It's a second generation local agency. Been owned and operated since 1981. You live in Tennessee, Mississippi, she can help you. And she's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you're somebody who likes to support local businesses that support the local athletic department, especially in these trying times, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance is the agency for you. Trust me when I tell you, when you've got to make a claim on your homeowner's insurance policy because your roof is damaged or something else significant has happened, you don't want to call a 1-800 number and talk to somebody you've never met who doesn't know you at all. I'm not saying it won't work out. I'm just saying it can get a little complicated sometimes. Much better to call a 901 number and talk to somebody who you can meet in person if you want. You can sit across from. You can develop a relationship with. Just it'll make you feel a lot more comfortable if when you need to actually make an auto claim or a homeowner's claim, business claim, if you can call somebody you know. And that person can be Elizabeth Rook with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. So there's two locations in the Memphis area if you need her. One is in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other one is in Covington on Highway 51. And that phone number is 867-SAVE, 901-867-7283. On the web, rookinsurance.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff.
Yep.
Also, probably the most noticeable thing, my voice just still isn't back. I thought I'd be good by then.
It sounds way better, though.
Oh, it's definitely way better, yeah. But it's still not what it ought to be.
It's a little raspy.
It doesn't hurt, though.
There's nothing wrong with a little raspiness in radio.
Is it sexy?
Yeah, it goes good over the microphone.
Do I sound sexy right now?
I think so, GP.
Maybe I'll just keep this voice forever then.
Yeah.
If you think it's sexy.
I do.
Would you like it if I just whispered to you?
Yeah.
How about that, Big Bet Bennett? We mostly talk about the Grizzlies today. Final week of the regular season. They're in ninth, a half game back of the Warriors with the regular season finale scheduled against the Warriors on Saturday in San Francisco. Five games in 7 nights starting tonight. Big week. It's a big week for the franchise. Do you want to head into year three wondering if year three of the John Morant era will be the year the Grizzlies break through to the playoffs? Or do you want to head into year three going, can the Grizzlies get to the Western Conference playoffs for the second consecutive season? That's going to be determined in large part by what happens over the next 5 games over a 7-day stretch starting tonight inside FedEx Forum.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Pelicans, Grizzlies, downtown Memphis. Second night of a back-to-back for New Orleans. One in Charlotte last night, 112-110. So they're now 31-37. One and a half games back at the Spurs for 10th in the West. They're 3.5 games behind the Grizzlies for 9th. The Grizz are 1 game above 500 alone in 9th in the West. Half game back at the Warriors for 8th. So this is one you got to take advantage of.
Yep.
No Zion Williamson, no Brandon Ingram, no Josh Hart, and Stan Van Gundy has said he doesn't believe Steven Adams is going to play tonight. So the Pelicans are down top 2 scorers, 3 of the top 6 scorers, and 3 starters, including the entire starting front court. That is why the Grizzlies are 9.5-point favorites. The total is 229.5. Pre-game with Jessica Benson at 6:30. Eric Hasseltine, I had the call at 7. You can listen to all of it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
The new documentary on HBO tonight. It's called The Crime of the Century. You familiar with this?
No.
I watched the trailer last night.
Okay.
The trailer came on right before episode 4 of Mayor of Easttown.
I haven't watched that yet either, so no spoilers.
Wouldn't spoil it for you.
Okay.
It's good, though.
Okay.
I enjoy Mayor of Easttown.
Yeah, me
too. This is called The Crime of the Century. It's a 2-part documentary directed by Emmy and Academy Award winner Alex Gibney that serves as a searing indictment of Big Pharma and the political operatives and government regulations that enable overproduction, reckless distribution, and mass abuse of synthetic opiates. So this is a documentary dedicated to our opioid crisis in the United States of America. And I believe what you're going to find out is the exact same companies that have created this crisis in our country are the ones that financially benefit from this crisis in our country. So shame on them.
Yep.
Shame on them. And tonight, the documentary starts. 2 parts, episode 1, tonight at 8 o'clock. It's on HBO.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Jeff Coggins had a nice column yesterday, Daily Memphian. We talked about it last week on the show because an old friend of mine is the nurse who took care of the woman, Susie, who went into the hospital with COVID, went into a medically induced coma, and then delivered a baby while she was in a coma. Did you read the story?
I haven't yet.
You should read the story. Okay. It's an incredible story. And Jeff obviously told it really, really well. But imagine you're this woman. You go into a hospital in May. You wake up in July, and now you have a new baby. And the baby actually went home before she went home.
That's insane.
But they all spent Mother's Day together yesterday at home.
Good.
Happy and healthy.
That's awesome.
So if you haven't read that yet, go check it out. It's a sweet story. It's at DailyMemphian.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Tuesday. We'll look back at Grizz Pelicans. Get ready for Grizz Mavericks. Luka back in town for the first time since he did that thing at the buzzer. ESPN's Monica McNutt going to join me in the first hour. Talk NBA with her. Jeff Calkins in the second. Should be a fun day. Looking forward to it already. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Small businesses are always looking to educate themselves on the best ways to have meaningful interactions with their customers. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Corky's is your home for authentic Memphis barbecue. Our dining rooms are open, or stop by our speedy drive-thru. Order your party packs today starting at only $5.99 per